Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Pam Ausley. Her websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Parallel universes, what are your thoughts on those?
Well, you know what, George? I've been studying quantum physics for years now, and one of the real things that they have evidence of is that parallel universes are real. So anytime we've discovered something new like aerodynamics and parallel universe, that means we have the ability to have more freedom. So to put it in lay terms so people understand what these are, I use the analogy of radio stations. Right now in the room that you're in, there's at least 10 radio stations broadcasting around you, right? But you don't know that they exist because you're not tuned into them. So if you go to your tuner and turn on to 99.9, you're going to hear the music, the talk, the program that's on that station, on that frequency, and so that becomes your reality. Now, if you change over to 107, now all of a sudden that station and that program becomes your reality and no longer 99, but 99 is still around you, like a parallel universe in another frequency, but you're not aware of it because you're not tuned into it. So they're showing that parallel universes are a real thing, multiverse, whatever you want to call it. So the cool thing about that is that we have free will, that there's not just one reality, just like we discovered there wasn't just one continent, there wasn't one solar system, there wasn't one planet. They've discovered now that there's not just one universe. And so it's a very powerful tool to change our realities. Just like you can change the station on your TV or your radio station, you can actually change the parallel universe that you're in by changing your frequency, which you do by changing your thoughts and your emotions.
Can people then migrate between these parallel universes, and how do they do that?
Yes, we do it all the time, but we don't realize that. What physicists are saying is every time we make a decision, if we go down one street instead of another, this sounds so bizarre, George. It sounds like science fiction. But remember, a lot of things that used to sound like science fiction are now science fact.
That's
like
true.
Cell phones and travel and going to the moon and all that.
Flat screens.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, it used to be science fiction. It's now science fact. So we change parallel universes all the time, but we're not aware of it because we've been trained to think there's only one reality. But it's as there can be something as basic as you decided to wear blue jeans today and instead of white pants, but there's another you that went off and is having a whole life wearing white pants. Now, some of them are so subtle we can't tell, although when we have a deja vu, that's theorizing that we're intersecting with another one of our parallel universes, right? But it can
exactly.
be dramatic. They're actually saying that in one universe, Bay of Pigs didn't end well and the world destroyed itself. In another universe, Germany won the war and we're all speaking German now. So they can be dramatic. There's one you that married somebody from high school. There's another you that never got married at all. There's another you that lives in another place. Every time you make a decision, there's a real you that splits off and is having a whole other life. That's how bizarre this is. But it gives us a lot of freedom. I believe that's how people go into spontaneous remission with cancer. when people ask me, well, you tell me if you want to get into where the world is headed, right, where humanity's headed, because I'm going to talk to you about parallel universes, and you're going to end up in the one that you believe in.
Is it conceivable that, let's say, George of this universe goes into a parallel universe, I'm replaced by another George here, and nobody knows that, not even me?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, we have it in the movies. We've got sliding doors, Back to the Future, Somewhere in Time, Frequency, the movie Yesterday. We're even putting it in our movies. So, yes, you're in multiple universes simultaneously. You're only just tuned into one. And I've talked to a lot of people that have had near-death experiences. And, George, it's so cool. Every single one of them said when they were out of their bodies, when they were in on the other side, another frequency, they saw all their other lives happening simultaneously. So that even means there's a George in the 16th century that exists right now. There's a George in the 25th century that exists right now. That's how bizarre this is, but that's parallel universes.
Can we get lost in other universes and not get back?
Well, you exist in all of them simultaneously, so I don't know where you're going back to. Okay, there's already a you that exists in this one. All you have to do is align with this one, focus your attention, your beliefs, your emotions in this one, and you get back. Can you pretend that you're stuck in another one that you're not happy with? Yes, we do that all the time. There's people that are like, I hate my life, and I'm poor, and I'm struggling, and I can't pay my bills. They're stuck in that universe. There's a version of them that is prosperous and healthy and wealthy. That's a real thing. They really exist. They just don't know that, so they get stuck in the one that they think that's the only reality.
How do they find the good one?
They have, first of all, the biggest thing is, and I've used this, George, I have stories of how I've dramatically changed my life by knowing this is real. So the way that they find the other one, and we use this in like law of attraction and the power of beliefs and all that stuff, right? Visualization. So first of all, they have to believe that another universe is real, not just fantasy, not just make-believe, not just wishful thinking. They need to know that parallel universes are real. Can you imagine that if, you know, somebody came back and said, hey, the Earth is round, and people go, nah, you're not tricking me, I'm not falling off it. You know, it took a while for people.
And it's only 6,000 years old.
Yeah, exactly. So they have to believe that other universes are real, and then they need to align with it by using the power of their thoughts, their imagination. Remember how Einstein said imagination is more powerful than knowledge? Because what we think we know can limit us. So they use their power of visualization, imagination, your thoughts, your beliefs, and your emotions. That's what aligns you. You have to believe it's real, and then you align with it. Did you ever see the movie Somewhere in Time?
Well, I love that movie.
Yeah, remember how he just like really focused and believed he was in that era, and then he found himself there?
And then he saw the penny, and it shattered his whole belief.
So do you see how our films we've been trying to show ourselves, these are real?
Yep. But
people still think they're fantasy or fiction or make-believe, and they're not.
I miss him. He was a good actor, too.
I know.
Died tragically.
Well, he still exists. He's just in another frequency.
Pam Ossley with us. Website's all linked up at coasttocoastam.com. A couple of her books include Infinite You, Life Colors as well. And I tell you what, next hour we're going to take general phone calls with her, but she will do sort of an aura reading over the phone. What we will need, your name, obviously, which I'll pass on to her, your eye color, and your hair color. Now, why do you need that?
It helps me tune into them. It's like adjusting a radio dial so I can match their frequency.
Okay.
It gives me a visual of them. It's how I tune into someone. I find them that way.
Do you want the hair color as it was or as it is?
Well, you know what? Both is helpful. If somebody has gray hair and it used to be dark brown, I would like to know that. If they're really brown hair and they're bleaching it blonde, that's helpful for me to know, too.
Interesting, too. And the eye color, that's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, you know how they say that eyes are the windows to the soul?
That's true.
It's really true.
Advanced consciousness, what does that mean to you?
Expanded consciousness, George. We are so capable of doing, and it's like we have superpowers. Again, I know that sounds weird, but I think that's why we like stories about magic and superheroes and all that bit. We have way more abilities than we've been trained to believe, and I know that for sure because, one, I have them, I do them, I experience them, and I am not the only person on the planet that does that. You know, psychic abilities, remote viewing, bending spoons, seeing auras, telepathy, mediumship. I have all those abilities, and because I have them, I want to know, I want to understand that with quantum physics, why that shows that's real. And if I have them and other people on this planet have them, that means every human has the same ability, the capability. It's just some people can be better at it than others, just like some people are better athletes than others, or musicians or artists. It's just what you focus on, believe in, and I've just developed those abilities. So expanded consciousness or advanced consciousness, and honestly, George, I swear to you, I believe that's where the consciousness is going. That's where humanity is going.
Pam, you mentioned deja vu, and
yeah.
Some psychiatrists will say there are mini seizures. I don't think they are. I think it's a time warp or something, as you talked about.
That's exactly it. You've intersected with a future you or a past you or another version of you. I've had long conversations with a very famous quantum physicist whose real forte is parallel universes, and he talked about that. And so I agree with you. I believe it's us intersecting with other ones of ourselves.
So what do you see about the future for all of us?
Well, that's what I'm going to say again. The future is totally, there's not one reality, George. There are parallel universes, and your future, you're going to end up in the one that you get attached to, that you believe is real. So, you know, we're all adventurous beings. We love having emotions. We love having feelings. So the people that go, oh, the world is going to be destroyed, they're going to end up in that universe. They'll experience that one. The rest, you know how they said the meek shall inherit the earth? Meek, the original version of that was peace lovers, okay?
Yeah.
So the people that are optimistic, and I'm very optimistic, I see a new renaissance coming. That's what I'm going to experience. So basically, the future of humanity is parallel universes, and you're going to end up experiencing the one you believe in. And boy, George, you cannot argue with people. It's like, now there's only one, and this is what's happening, and we're going there. And I never try to take that away from people. I go, man, if you're passionate about it, go for it, and then go have that experience. But that's not the one I'm in.
You've talked to people who have crossed over, haven't you?
Yes.
What's that like?
You know, it's amazing, George. They've got higher consciousness, and here's the deal. Everybody on the other side has free will to experience whatever they want. On the other side, they're just not limited to the physical body the way we are, so they don't have to worry about paying their bills and working for a living and being slaves and, you know, taking care of their body. They have free will to still have whatever experiences they want to believe in. I've talked to people on the other side that are deeply passionate about politics, so they're on the other side trying to help politicians. I've tongued into a lot of young people that have OD'd and, you know, basically took their lives accidentally, and now they're on the other side trying to help kids on this side not commit suicide, not get into drugs. So there are people that are helpers, there are people that just want to travel. I've seen clients over there that are over there learning. They're hanging out with, like, scholars and Einstein and John Lennon because they love learning from those people. So they have free will over there just like we have here.
When people pass over, mm-hmm. do they witness what could be hell if there have been evil people?
Okay, so only if they believe in that and it's only temporary. George, and again, I never try to take away someone's beliefs because they have a right to their own beliefs, their own experiences. We're all here doing different things here for a different reason. In my experience, there is no such thing as hell. There's no such thing as that. And that would say that God's not everywhere.
Happens to evil? It can't get rewarded.
No, it's no such thing, sweetie. There's no such thing. We believe in it now, so we keep it.
Ted Bundy, serial killer?
Yeah, he's on the other side being shown. Let me say it this way. I have heard from people that have crossed over that when they cross over, immediately they have a life review and they experience firsthand everything they caused another person to feel.
So that's like punishment.
It is. They get to review it themselves. They get to experience emotionally everything they put people through, good and bad. So that's their own form of hell, but they don't stay there. They get rescued. They get guided on the other side. Look, this is why you made those decisions. You were in fear. You were in pain. You were in anger. There's no judgment on the other side, George, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but I've talked to so many people on the other side that go, no, it's all love. It's all infinite, unconditional love over there, and people can get stuck in their beliefs. Like if people believe there's a hell, and they're going to go there, they will experience that on the other side for a while, but they're always rescued. They're never left that way.
It's pretty dramatic. And
it is. It's very interesting.
It is.
George, life is so fascinating. It's so much bigger and so much more expansive than we think it is. It's very exciting, actually.
Now, when the evil person passes over, because there is evil in this life.
I'm going to call it fear and love. Okay, we do bad things based on fear and pain. It's fear. And so when they cross over, they can hold on to that fear for a while. But most people are met over there by very loving beings and souls to help them get over the fear, to help them release the fear, and they get to see what they've done. We can call it evil, and again, I'm never going to argue with somebody and be like, no, there's bad, there's evil, there's wrong, and I go, okay, go for it. But my experience of talking to people on the other side, it doesn't exist. People are released from it from the other side. They get to see why they experience that fear-based anger, hostility, corruption, lashing out. They get to see why they did that in this lifetime, but they're never, it's not an eternal thing where they're held hostage and punished.
What if they don't learn?
Well, what if
you're
they
making,
don't learn
you,
over
you,
here, you,
you
know?
You make,
they don't learn, pardon?
You make the assumption that they will, listen to what they did and change. What if they don't change?
They don't. A lot of people don't. They're very stuck in it. Some people over there, I've been told, I've experienced them, they're very slow learners, okay? So they've got a lot of guides over there lovingly talking to them, teaching them, and they're very patient. And some people are slow learners. Some people, when they cross over, they get instant awakening, instant awareness of what's going on. So again, every soul is different. We have our own beingness, our own personalities, our own soulness to us. Some people, because they've got free beliefs and they're happy and they're not fear-based, they're instantly free. People that are fear-based or they're very stuck in their beliefs. I have to tell you something interesting, George. I was awakened one night because somebody from the other side sat on the edge of my bed. I thought it was my cat. I woke up. There was no cat there. And I looked, and this is mind-blowing. It was this man who had just crossed over, who lived down the street. I'd never met him because I had just moved into the neighborhood.
You could see him, though.
Yeah, he had crossed over, but he didn't know he'd crossed over. And he sat on my bed, and he was so upset. He was trying to talk to his son, and his son did not listen to him. He goes, why isn't my son talking to me? He's not listening to me. Well, the son didn't know that the soul had crossed over, and so he didn't know. And so I went, look, you can't wake me up at 3 a.m. That's unacceptable. You have to go, go talk to somebody on the other side. So this man didn't really know he was dead. He was a slow learner. Get this, George. I found out the next day. I went for a walk in the neighborhood, and they were cleaning out this man's house. They said, yeah, this man just died. And it's John Travolta's father.
No.
It was John Travolta's father. And I went, oh, my gosh. Yeah, but that's who sat on the edge of my bed. I just had to let him know, look, go talk to people on the other side. They'll help you.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.